Thank you. Always. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Some of you may have noticed I have a bandage on my left ear. You notice that? Everybody sees it, right? Okay? All right? Just making you know, I'm aware of it. Just letting you know. Okay? So people have been calling me Vincent. You know, Vincent Van Gogh. You would be surprised about the similarities Vincent Van Gogh and I have. Seriously. We both had damage to our left ear. I've got damage to my left ear. Did you know he started as a minister? Yeah, yeah. So we both were in ministry. He's an artist. I'm
a minister.
I'm a minister. But enough about me. It's Mother's Day. And in case some of you are still looking for last-minute gift ideas, this is what I did. I got my mom a case of whiskey because I'm the reason why she drinks. I asked Diana what she wanted. She says, I want to be pampered. So I got her a box of Pampers. Marlene is not a mother yet, so she's been spared my gift-giving ideas. But it's Mother's Day, so I have a Mother's Day joke for you. Why are computers so smart? Because they always listen to their motherboard. Could be worse. I could be singing. Mother's Day definition. What is a sweater? Something you put on because your mother is cold. I'm going from bad to worse, right? All right. All right. All right. So, Mother's Day proverb. A Mother's Day proverb. If being a mother was easy, fathers would do it. All right? All right? So there you have it. So actually, the sermon title comes from a proverb. You may have known the saying, a man may work from sun up to sundown, but a woman's work is never done. And that's because you saw that in Peter. I mean, poor Tabitha is dead. But when he sees all the nice clothes, he resuscitates her. He says, hey, I want a new tunic. I could be wrong about that. This is why I need a vacation. I'm just saying. The truth is, I have known many, many women named Mary and Martha, Lydia and Priscilla. I've known men named Peter, James, and John. I've not known too many people named Tabitha. I've not known too many people named Tabitha. Peter, we know. Tabitha, not so much. We've never heard of Tabitha before this story, nor will we ever hear of her again after this story. This is all we ever hear about Tabitha. No words are recorded outside of her name, Tabitha, also known as Dorcas. Dorcas is the Greek, Tabitha is the Aramaic. Apparently, she was an excellent seamstress. But more importantly, she was an excellent disciple. She is the only person named. She is the only person named in the New Testament. Matthatria. Matthatria. Matthatria is a Greek word that means female disciple. All the women named in the New Testament, she's the only one described as a female disciple. That tells us a lot about her life, just with that Matthatria. She was a Matthatria. More than just a sewing person. No, she a Matthatria. Sometimes a word, it can mean a lot. For example, in our passage today, we're told that Peter was in Lydda. Okay, Lydda. Used to be called Lud. One time it was called Lyd. It's in the Sharon Valley, which is actually, Sharon just means it's a coastal plain. But I mean, really, who the heck cares where Peter was? It's a town that's northwest of Jerusalem. He's in Lydda. Who cares? But he gets the word, come to Joppa. Come to Joppa. Why is Luke giving us these names? We don't care about Lydda. We don't care about Joppa. Why tell us about Joppa? Unless you've been reading your Bible, Joppa. Do you remember Joppa? Perhaps you remember a guy named Jonah. Did you ever hear of Jonah? Remember God gave Jonah an assignment, all right, to go to Nineveh? And he says, I don't want to. And so he went to Joppa. Remember that? Do you remember how that story worked out? Joppa. In fact, at the end of this story, we're told that Peter stays in Joppa, at the home of Simon the Tanner. Well, why tell us all about that? Except for Simon the Tanner, a tanner, worked with dead animals. There was blood. There were guts involved. There was a certain aroma, should we say, involved. Which is why, if you go on after this story, you go to chapter 10, you find that Peter's on the roof of the home of Simon the Tanner. Because, you know, there's just some things you can't take, all right? And if you know the Bible at all, then you know that while he's on that roof, there's a Gentile named Cornelius who comes. And then there's a vision that comes to Peter on the roof of the house of Simon the Tanner at Joppa. And so what we find out that in all these stories, how they all weave together about Tabitha, the only female disciple mentioned in the Bible. And what we hear is that God's grace is ever expanding. It expands to Ninevites. It expands to Gentiles. It means that discipleship is not just something that belongs to men. Discipleship also belongs to women. Ever expanding. So Peter arrives in Joppa. They show him all the clothes that Tabitha has made. They've been weeping. They're mourning. And they're doing all of that. And so Peter sends them all out. Get out of here. I'm going to pray for her. He prays for her. Then he turns to Tabitha. And we're only told in one word. He tells her, Anastathe. Anastathe. Aren't you glad you came to church today? You learned all this Greek. Anastathe. Now that is a word that's used way more than one time in the New Testament. It's used like 100 times in some form. It means arise. It means get up. And it's an imperative. In other words, he's not pleading with Tabitha. Oh, Tabitha, please get up. He's not begging Tabitha. Tabitha, please get up. He's ordering her to get up. Get up. Rise up. It worked. It worked. Our faith is founded on resurrection. We are all about rising up. We are the rising up people of the planet. Resurrection in this life, not in just in the life to come, but resurrection in this life as well. It's that gives us power, that powers the Christian hope. Like Tabitha, we devote our lives to good works. Like Tabitha, we live a life of good works. But we also live a life where we get up and we stand up and we bear witness to the kingdom of God here on earth. We give witness that God's grace continues to expand, continues to extend far beyond what we think is maybe normal. God's grace will not be limited by our national politics. God's grace will not be limited by national boundaries. God's grace will not be limited by our idea of gender specificity or any other thing like that. No, it doesn't work like that. Do you remember what we sang at Easter a few weeks ago? I'm going to ride. Well, I won't sing it, but, you know. I'm going to ride. You remember how that? All right. It's not just. See, we get. Easter is not just a day that happened 2,000 years ago. And Easter is not just about a resurrection that's going to happen when we're dead. Resurrection happens every day. A Christian voices hope. Every day a Christian acts on that hope. Every day a Christian puts their belief of God's love, of God's grace in action. That's a resurrection. We are taking something that's been dead and we are giving it new hope, new life, new love. That's what we do as Christians. That's what it means to be a Christian. We go out there to things that appear to be dead, and we are able to help them discover the new life and love God has for them. And so we ask ourselves, are we rising up? Are we getting up? Are we speaking up? Are we waking up to the opportunities God gives us to share God's love and grace? Because the truth is, I have met many Tabithas. I have met many Tabithas. Not by that name, but by their works. By their discipleship. I have met receptionists. I have met grocery clerks who see their life and their careers as way more than an opportunity to just make a paycheck. They see it as an opportunity to serve God. They see it as an opportunity to share God's love and God's grace. They may be sweeping the floors, they may be delivering the mail, but they are there every day showing what the resurrection life is all about. Tabitha is not known for her motherhood. We don't even know if she had any children. No mention of children are involved in her story at all. What she is known for is her discipleship, for putting her faith, her love, in action. Mother's Day is not a biblical holiday, but Easter is. And Easter is all about the resurrection, because we are resurrection people. And the resurrection reminds us that we bring hope to those in despair, and we bring God's love and God's grace to all people. I was opening the sermon with jokes about the similarities between me and Vincent van Gogh, and of course that was a joke, but when I look at the story of Tabitha, and I look out at you all, I see a striking similarity. That is not a joke. I see in this congregation disciples putting their love and faith in action every day, wherever they are, wherever they happen to be, whatever they happen to be doing. I see a striking, striking similarity. I see people showing their love for Jesus by showing love for God's children, by the care that they give to others. I see people who are gracious and giving of their time, of sharing their thoughtfulness, whether it's with a card or a cake, by sharing prayer and sharing care. They're reaching out to others. They say that in the Bible, her name was Tabitha, also known as Dorcas, also known as Verdina, also known as Barbara, also known as Diana and Sue. So many of you, and Teddy and Al. Each of you, you are the disciple that extends God's love and God's grace to people who desperately need a word of hope. There's Nicole's and Melissa's. There's Jerry's and Norma Ann. There are each of you disciples acting in the world. And it's not gender exclusive. There are the Georges. There are the Stacys. There are the Bens. Every person who answers a call to share God's love, God's grace, God's mercy, they extend resurrection. They extend hope. They are what enable people to rise up and get up and claim an identity that God has given them. They are children of God. And if you're familiar with the Bible, then you know God does not tolerate discrimination. Jonah tried to tell God that the Ninevites were not worthy of his grace. Remember, Joppa, Jonah, didn't want to go to Nineveh because the Ninevites had been stealing their lunch money for centuries, and he didn't want anything to do with them anymore. And God said, they're still my children. Peter wanted to make a distinction between Gentiles and Jews. Remember that? And he's in Joppa when he gets the vision of the sheet, and he says, I won't eat anything unclean. And what does God say? Don't call my stuff unclean. That's not your job, and that's not your call. You don't decide that. Don't tell me discipleship is limited to only men. There is a woman named Tabitha called Matthatria, female disciple, a follower of God, extending God's love and God's grace. That's her legacy. What's ours? Amen.